covering all of Southeast and South Central North Dakota. This is KDAK News with Greg.
City of Carrington discussed many topics during their regular meeting on Monday, July 13th. Mayor Tom Erdman says there have been requests to reopen the Carrington Armory, but because of the current COVID restrictions, they are unable to fill that request.
We have a tough call here. We've had requests for use of the armory, and with the COVID and with some of the guidelines that the state has set up that requiring the cleaning of the restrooms, we've chosen to keep the armory locked at this time for another month. We're hoping once we see where the school is at and how this all plays out, and if they ease up on the guidelines concerning restrooms and, you know, activities in enclosed structures like this, that we can open the armory.
Erdman also added that the city of Carrington continues to remain among the top when it comes to being counted for the 2020 census.
You know, we're at 72.9% on census, which I can't hardly believe that we wouldn't be at 99% after this started in March. But then with COVID, a lot of our, you know, awareness activities got called off, or, you know, or basically set in a different perspective.
Erdman added that if you don't want anyone coming to your door to be counted for the census, complete it online. In the police department, Erdman says they're looking to fill two police positions at this time. And also right now, the tree board is looking at addressing the concerns for ash trees in Carrington, which face high mortality rates within the next few years.
Over 60% of our trees are ash trees in Carrington, and it's predicted that all of those will die within the next 5 years. So 60% of all of our trees could be dead in the city of Carrington, which is rather devastating, let alone, I mean, how do you remove them and then replace them? So yeah. The tree board is definitely working on grants and looking at identifying the trees and making sure that we have a plan in place to move forward if and when that comes.
More on that story, you can visit newsdakota.com. Also this afternoon, North Dakota prisons have implemented new safety measures after 7 inmates and 7 staffers were diagnosed with the coronavirus since the pandemic started. Only 3 staff have not yet recovered. There have been no related deaths. The state's top corrections officials made changes on Wednesday to include suspension of prison visitation, quarantining and testing before and after jail transports, and separating groups of inmates by wings and floors of housing. Department Director Leanne Birch said antibody testing will begin this week, and the North Dakota Department of Health is also looking into wastewater testing to treat the virus in prisons. That's a look at the latest in news. I'm Greg for KDAK, the Cardinal.